As you drive west on Highway 37, leaving Vallejo on the Mare Island overpass, you're crossing over the Napa River, where it joins San Pablo Bay at the end of a 50-mile journey from Mount St. Helena. To the south of the road is the San Pablo Bay National Wildlife Refuge, owned and managed by the Fish and Wildlife Service. Christy Smith, refuge manager, gives us a brief history about the service and its mission.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is made up of approximately 5 different branches. The National Wildlife Refuge System is one of those branches. It has over 540 national wildlife refuges in it, encompassing more than 100 million acres. These refuges are found in every state, including Alaska, Hawaii, and its territories of Puerto Rico and Guam. It was primarily established to protect breeding birds. As time went on, most of the refuges were developed for migratory waterfowl to protect ducks and to make sure that duck populations were maintained for hunters through perpetuity. Most of our earlier funding, and to this day, a lot of our land acquisition funding, most of it comes from duck hunting or from hunting licenses. The idea of preserving a bed and breakfast, if you will, for waterfowl and other migratory birds caused that most of the early refuges were established along waterways or the coasts, and that is the Pacific Flyway. We are located in the San Francisco Bay, where in historic days this bay would be filled with every type of waterfowl and water bird, and the skies would blacken with them. If you read the historical accounts, it's pretty phenomenal what used to occur here. National wildlife refuges are established with the idea that we manage for wildlife first. Over half of our refuges are closed to the public because they're located in isolated areas. You may never get to see some of those areas, but they are there to protect wildlife or habitat. They are the very core or fiber of an ecological web that covers this earth.
North of 37, just past Mare Island, are two adjacent wetland restoration projects: Cullinan Ranch, also managed by the Fish and Wildlife Service, and Napa Sonoma Marshes, 10,000 acres of former Cargill salt evaporator ponds, now owned and managed by the California Department of Fish and Game as part of the larger Napa Sonoma Marshes Wildlife Area. While both agencies are in the business of protecting habitats for wildlife, state fish and game agencies hold public use and enjoyment of those protected lands as a priority. There are many places to get out and enjoy Napa Sonoma Marshes, most of which are accessed by boat. Some are located further north, but heading west, look for a pull-off at Sonoma Creek and take in this extensive wildlife area, bought and paid for by tax dollars. Before you is a mixture of managed wetlands and diked historic tideland, where at any time of year you're likely to see black-necked stilts walking along the mudflats with their long red legs, the impossibly white, snowy, or great egret, or their close cousin, the great blue heron. In an area populated with 8 million people, it's surprising to see so much open space so close to the bay. A rich agricultural past, with some land still being farmed here today, has resulted in a unique opportunity to restore these lands back to wetland habitats. Napa Sonoma Marshes was previously used for salt production. Tidal waters were brought into a series of evaporation ponds where they were concentrated into brine over 5 years, eventually producing salt. In 1994, Cargill donated and sold this land to the state for permanent protection. Greg Green, regional biologist with Ducks Unlimited, who's been involved in the restoration of Napa Sonoma Marshes, discusses the value of the bay and its diverse habitats.
San Francisco Bay is highly recognized for its benefits to migratory birds as well as anadromous fish and native species. It's recognized as a Western Hemispherical Shorebird Network Reserve, which means that at any one time during the winter there could be more than 1 million shorebirds in San Francisco Bay. The North Bay is one of those areas where it's a huge contiguous block of wetland habitat. There's tidal wetlands, there's deep water wetlands, there's managed wetlands, there's seasonal wetlands, transitional grasslands. So it provides a whole gambit of habitat types that benefit that myriad of species that visit and live in the San Francisco Bay Area. In order to have the diversity of wildlife, you need to have the diversity of habitat types that are needed by that wildlife. So areas that consist of all of the various wetland types that the Bay Area can provide for these species just increases the benefits to them.